Tomorrow morning here on Kansas City's Morning News, you will meet the one member of the Royals who has to hit a home run every time.
Whoa, that's hard to do.
We'll take you behind the scenes at spring training.
Josh Klingler is here. It's not far off.
Can I wager on this?
Sure, go ahead.
If he gets a home run every time he gets to the bat.
When he does his job every time, he's got to hit a home run.
Okay. All right. I don't know who it is.
I'll tell you.
It's supposed to intrigue you to listen tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, 5 to 10. Okay. It's 98.1 KMBZ.
Okay. All right. See, tomorrow I'll be here. Yeah. First workout is in the books for the Royals pitchers and catchers in Surprise, Arizona. New manager Mike Matheny, of course, at the helm as well. He says some rehabbing vets like Salvador Perez, who missed last year with Tommy John surgery, and Adalberto Mondesi, who had shoulder surgery, are both making timely progress. A lot of the players are in early. The first full squad workout is next week. First Cactus League game on the 21st against the Rangers, 2 o'clock on 610 Sports Radio. Now, there's some new baseball rules that are going into effect for the upcoming season. Highlights include new 3-batter minimum for starting or relief pitchers. They've also increased the roster size by 1 to 26 players during the regular season. Hoops last night. Third-ranked Kansas, a hard-fought win at number 14 West Virginia, 58-49. They trailed a good portion of the way, down 6 at the half, 7 in the second half, until just under 5 minutes to go.
He'll slip under the 5-minute mark. Moss, is he feeling it from the corner? Yes! 3-point lead for Kansas, their largest of the game.
Great set play.
The call on ESPN Plus broke a 49-all tie, the Isaiah Moss 3. They would then go on to hold West Virginia without a point from that time on. Devon Dotson led with 15. Moss adds 13. Kansas improves to 10-1 in the Big 12. KNBC Sports at 25 past every hour in the morning news and all day on 610 Sports Radio. I'm Josh Klingler.